you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about tapping your full potential as a leader. Your host and guide is Dr. Mike Armour. Dr. Mike has personally coached over 600 executives and managers, many of them at the top of America's largest corporations. If it's time to upsize your leadership, here's the man to show you how, Dr. Mike Armour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about enhancing your impact as a leader wherever you lead, whatever your role. I'm glad that you've chosen to join us today. I use these podcasts to share the same counsel and wisdom which I offer clients daily who engage me for leadership coaching, executive mentoring, business consulting, or strategic facilitation. You can learn more about me personally and the services which I offer at leaderperfect.com. Occasionally on this podcast, I like to address topics which are not strictly a core leadership competency, but which would greatly benefit people in certain kinds of leadership positions. This is one of those episodes. Today's program is particularly aimed at professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders whose businesses rely on the internet to bring them customers, especially local customers. My guest is John Vong, who helps small and medium-sized businesses dominate Google searches for local companies like theirs. John has served over 10,000 business owners in 50 different commercial sectors. In a word, he knows his stuff. If a strong web presence is important to you, John's perspectives can be instrumental in helping you upsize your leadership. My guest today is John Vong, a young man whose family were among the last to flee Vietnam when Saigon fell. They ended up in Canada, where he grew up and became a businessman and an entrepreneur. And today is heading an organization, a company that he founded called Local SEO Search, in which he helps small and medium-sized businesses rank on Google and dominate their market, their local market. John puts a strong emphasis on relationships and treats his clients like family, wanting to not only help them rank well, but to help their business grow and succeed. And one of the reasons that I wanted John to be a guest today is because I have so many listeners who are small business owners thinking about starting a small business or leaders in a small business. And for them, especially as we come out of this downturn in the economy, doing everything they can to attract customers through the web is critically important. And there's no one who understands the way that happens better than John. But John, there are some of the listeners who probably are not all that technically savvy. They've heard of SEO. They have a general sense of what it is. So let's offer them a basic explanation of what SEO is all about.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot for the intro, Michael. I'm honored and it's a pleasure to be on your show. So to give you a summary of what SEO can do and what it is really it's helping a website, just like, you know, if you were to have a storefront, get exposure, right? It's all about becoming more visible, right? So because ultimately, you can only get so much on a storefront. Like if you have a great location that generates a lot of traffic while, you know, foot traffic or major commute station like subway or whatnot, it's great, right? However, someone that doesn't have a great location, what can you do, right? So saying that, if you think about having yourself on a digital presence or being found on Google, that's where a lot more people are searching for businesses today. And it all depends on where they're at in terms of their buying cycle. But if they are early on, like inquiring information stage versus the ready to buy, like it will depend on the different search queries. So what you want to do is position yourself so that when someone is ready to buy, you are that authoritative figure or expert in Google's eyes. And what you are trying to do is let Google know that you are that person that should become more visible in front of all the audience members that are searching for you. And what you need to do is understand what Google's after. There's over 200 signals, and it's ultimately running a great business. If you do have a bricks and mortar, it's transitioning your bricks and mortar of, you know, relationships, having loyal customers, great product, value, service, whatever it may be, and transitioning it to online. Because if Google sees that you're doing what it takes to run a good business, they're going to give you value and believe that you are that expert in that industry, right? By getting more reviews, testimonials, just like if you have a storefront, word of mouth and referrals, right? It's very critical, and it's very similar in a lot of ways, right? But understanding how to transition or even have a digital footprint is very challenging for a lot of business owners, because it's a new language altogether, right? So you do want to partner or even have some sort of basic guidelines on what you need to do to grow your online presence.
Okay. What do you see as the basic difference between online marketing and what the typical small business owner thinks of as advertising?
Yes. So what I truly believe as, in terms of search engine optimization, is what it is building equity for your business, right? Which is as opposed to advertising. So when you look at ad space, like Google ads or Facebook ads or Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn ads, you're actually pushing information at customers that may be interested. And that's very similar to, say, brochures or newspaper ads or flyers or radio ads, right? You're pushing stuff at people that may not be interested in your service. As opposed to Google, and it's very similar to, say, Yellow Pages back in the day, where when someone's ready to buy, they pick up that Google, right, or a physical book at Yellow Pages, and they are searching you out, looking for a category or keyword, per se, and looking for people, like they're in control, and they're searching you out. So that's why search engine optimization is much more valuable, because people who are looking are much further along that buying cycle and ready to make that action, call, email, inquiry, versus someone that's early on, which is seeing an ad, right? You may catch them at that given time, but they may save it 6 months down the road and then inquire when they need it, versus Google, when they're ready to buy, they're searching you out, and you're probably going to have someone ready within 24 hours, 36 hours. Like, it's pretty quick in terms of turnaround.
I think most small business owners and small business executives, managers, leaders have a sense of what you do to advertise. What's the basic strategy for developing this kind of online presence and authority that you've been talking about?
So Google has been changing their algorithm. They do that quite frequently on a daily, monthly, weekly basis. So what the sole purpose of Google's intent is to provide the best search result for that given user, right? So what you need to do is understand who you are servicing up to and what they are looking for. Right. So always think about your customers and really satisfy your customers by providing expertise in your business. Right. So be positioned so that you are the expert, which means provide good content, which is well researched, in depth, quality, and just run a good business. So online, having a great website means having a digital footprint, letting people know what you're doing. You know, if you're speaking, if you have other engagements or connections or whatever it may be, like if you are a contributor to different sites, mention that. If you have a podcast, mention that. If you're writing articles, mention that. Start connecting with association members and colleagues within your space to let people know what you're doing, right? So it's like running a good business, right? So transitioning the bricks and mortar business to online is very similar in a lot of ways. And it's just more technical, right? Because it is a lot of coding. It's a lot of understanding what is a link, right? How about the signals that Google is looking for? How can you have a website that's responsive as opposed to static, right? Like figure things out that is more digital might mean you need someone that understands it in more detail or hiring someone. But there is a lot of information out there. Like there is just Google it, right? Mm-hmm. There are tons of podcasts. There are videos that you can just watch, right? But it becomes overwhelming if you're a small business owner. Like you have so many hats that you have to take care of, right? Different positions. So just run a solid business, but transform it digitally.
And I can just hear some of the small business owners who do have a lot on their plate, as you've noted, saying, I don't have any idea how to do this, and I don't really have the time to learn how to do it. Maybe I can find someone else who I can contract this out to. And there are a lot of people out there offering their services to improve your presence and your ranking on Google. How does a small business owner sort through all of the static that's out there in that space and find the person who's got the frequency that will resonate with that business and will accomplish what you want to accomplish through SEO?
Definitely. So just like any business, you're looking for a long-term relationship, right? Or you're hiring an employee. Mm-hmm. You want to vet them. You want to make sure that they are credible. If it's referred, great, because you must already respect the person who's referring you to ask them in the first place, right? So within this industry of SEO, there's two types, right? Like you are going out there doing your own research, right? But make sure you do your due diligence. Ask smart, intelligent questions that you kind of understand what SEO is about versus being sold to by overpromised salespeople, mm-hmm. right? Different tactics. So, you know, just be wary. And that's why I always tell people, like, educate yourself. Have someone, and you can tell if someone's in it for the right reasons or they're in it just to sell you, right? Use your gut. And if you're a business owner, you're already so much savvier than, it's a different environment altogether than you were as an employee, right? Like you've already made yourself to become that leader or running a business, right? So you set yourself apart. So what makes you want to jump into a relationship when someone's overpromising? Would you do that for your clients, right? Mm-hmm. And how do they perceive you? So always look at those things and, you know, reference checks, very important. Check out their some of their clients and keywords and see how they rank, right? Call some of their clients, referrals, like just do your own due diligence, right? And be smart with it.
Since we're looking for this assistance to help us dominate our local market, how important is it that this person we may contract with really knows our type of business? In other words, if I'm a realtor, how important is this person to really understand realtors and the kinds of people that look to a website to get answers related to realty? Is that an important consideration?
I do believe it is, because there's a lot of inner understandings of what goes on, right? Being a real estate agent or mortgage broker or, you know, lawyer or real estate investor, like there's a lot of inner information that you have to understand. However, not all SEO people are experts in a vertical, right? Like for me, I deal with small business owners because of my experience. I've worked with over 10,000 local business owners, right? So I have very different perspectives in a lot of different niches and verticals. So there are experts in that domain. I would, again, it's your comfort level. Again, there's a lot of experts. You may like it, but the only thing is, what if they are dealing with all these other real estate agents in your local market? How can they serve you the best? And mm-hmm. who are they going to serve the best of their interests, right? Versus someone like myself, I deal with know, 50 plus verticals, and I only have one or two of each verticals, right? So I won't have any conflict of interest, right? And I prefer it that way, because then it gives me a challenge to really understand their business differently, right? And I have different perspectives because I deal with different environments and different markets and different industries. So I can also give some different advice as opposed to just fully focus on one vertical.
Okay. Most people who do have small businesses, when they make an effort to expand business through advertising and launch an advertising campaign, have some metric by which they measure its success. Yes. What is the number of leads they get per 1,000 direct mail pieces sent out, for instance? How do they measure whether or not this longer-term, more strategic SEO you're talking about is really paying them dividends that makes the game worthwhile?
Definitely. That's a great question. I have been doing this for over 7 years, but prior to that, I've been in the Yellow Pages space and I worked in online affiliate, online marketing. So tracking is very important, from call tracking to CPM tracking to cost per acquisition, lifetime value of a customer. So understanding your metrics is so important in SEO. We do use Google Analytics and we focus on organic traffic. And you can actually put a tracker on the form, right? The only thing is, what if people just call you? Well, you can do call tracking. It gets a little bit more complicated that way because they're also going to pick up a lot of spam callers, right? Not only businesses that are interested are calling. So my take on tracking is I look at it as more of a business owners have a sense, right? Because they are spending money in different avenues and they track by asking the customers where they found you. And that gives you a better understanding of where your dollars are best spent. Because you might have multi-channel advertising, print ads, social media, Google SEO, right? What are people touching on before they get to your website? Because they might be looking at an ad and then going to social and then going on Google, right? Like, where are they finding you? Is it the first point of contact or is it the final point of contact that they're going to check mark in terms of that's where they found you, right? So what I always tell people is have a multi, you know, advertising campaign in different mediums, because you don't know what your ideal customer is looking for at that given time, right? But I do believe that SEO is a long game. You're building trust and authority. And in terms of tracking, Google Analytics is great for that. But ultimately, it all boils down to sales, revenue, and profitability, right? So if you've noticed that if you've been growing your business through with a partner with an SEO campaign like 10, 20, 30% annually, it's a great investment. And it just gets better over the years because it's just growing your momentum, right? But you have to give it time.
All right, great. John, this has been very helpful. Before we get away from it today, let's let our listeners know a little bit more about you and your company, Local SEO Search. They can find that how on the web?
Okay, perfect. So you can reach my website. It's www.localseosearch.ca. I'm located here in Toronto, Canada, but I do service clients throughout North America and also globally. And you can also reach out to me on a more personal level. So there is a section on the website called Team, and you can find me and just do a request on LinkedIn.
Very good. Very good. Well, it has been a treat having you as a guest. We want to wish you the best in what you're doing. And hopefully some of our people may find this so enticing, they'll want to reach out to you and learn more about the expertise you offer.
That's amazing. Well, thanks a lot. I'm all here to educate and help people understand the space. And I'd rather help, right? And this is right. The whole thing. Google is very complex. And I want you to understand the value. If you partner with the right people, understand this, and it could really help you grow your business.
Great, great. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, John. We wish you the best in your personal life and in your professional success.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
Good. All right. Thanks once more for joining us today. You no doubt know several people whose businesses would profit from attracting more local customers by means of the web. Why not share this podcast with them and help them build their customer base? And take a moment to subscribe to the podcast in order to receive regular, thought-provoking discussions on leadership in today's world. I look forward to our next visit. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.